So this week I was out on the street, and I went to one of the local grocery stops, the local places, you know, the where you buy your stuff. I went to Stuff Mart, and the guy at the cash register asked me if I had a membership card. Oh dear. Asking Jesse a question. Okay. He asked for it. Asked me if I had a grocery card. And I said no. I don't. Now, as if my no wasn't enough of an answer, another Taiwanese guy there decided to translate what I already understood, which is, you know, okay, all right. Maybe he just wanted to talk to the foreigner, or, you know, a chance to actually use his English that he's been told all his life is so important. And, you know, or be friendly, you know, like he was interested. You know, it's a frequent card, you get a discount. And I said, why do they have that card? I asked him. I said, why do they have that card? And he's like, well, I said, research. They're doing free research. They're using us for research. Did you agree to be part of statistical research? Are you interested in that? He goes, like you never thought about it before. He only thought of, oh, they give me a card, I get a discount. Yay, candy. Huh. You know, okay. Is there a place? Hold on a second. Sorry, I needed to adjust my microphone levels because it was peaking. My computer's taken over everything and has decided that it knows more about microphones than I do. What is it with people trying to play God? What is it? These grocery stores, you know, they're talking about the food in America, right? They're talking about the they're using AI to track where the milk flows on a farm. You know about this? Yeah. Well, I'm my purpose is not to break the story. The story's already out there. My purpose is to talk about what the heck is going on. King David took a census in Israel. He was king and he wanted to know how many people were in Israel. And as soon as he started counting the people in Israel, God sent through a plague and punished them. And he stopped at Mount Moriah. David went up and apologized that the angel was coming through, making people sick because of this great evil that David was doing to count the people. Now, albeit the people let themselves be counted. So the plague making the people sick for David's sin, it is on their own heads. And that, I suppose, is a call to rise up against tyranny. But, you know, this angel is coming through, and he stopped at Mount Moriah, and Mount Moriah was where Abraham took Isaac for that sacrifice to get him to let his son go so he wouldn't love him too much. And then God told him, no, don't sacrifice your son. It was just a test. That was Mount Moriah where the angel stopped when David repented of trying to take a census and count the people. And that is the same place where the temple was built. That's where it is today. That was the place where God had mercy on the people. Mount Moriah. Okay, a little Bible history lesson there for you. So when David took the census, think about why would God think, you know, we'd all look back. We'd say, it's so evil. It's so horrible that God would kill people just because David wanted to know the people in the country. Let's give God the benefit of the doubt that maybe the God that made all this understands something we don't, and we who know that we do bad, mean things don't know what is good and what is not. We could never know if God is bad if he were. So let's give God the benefit of the doubt. Why would God punish Israel, the people, because David wanted to take a census of them and they let him do it? You know, people that don't like censuses being taken today? you know, people that are trying to make us all, you know what's happened to the food industry? It's being totally shut down. We see all the freedoms being taken away by Democrats. Do you think maybe all those kooks that fought against the census for all those years that we thought were crazy, maybe they knew something? Do you think that maybe there was a reason that God didn't want David as king to count all of the people? That maybe there's a limit to what government should know? I mean, it's kind of an irony. David starts counting the people. God starts killing the people. Right away, that throws off David's numbers, if nothing else. You know, I don't mean to be cold. It's not that God was doing it just to throw off his numbers. There's much more going on in God's plans. But, if you want any Bible support for the idea that these greedy tech companies, which I talked about yesterday, that big companies, that big governments, that all these people should not be playing God, should not be trying to know every single detail about everyone's life everywhere, should not be trying to find algorithms to predict all of our habits and our footsteps and where we go. If you need any Bible evidence to support the idea that God doesn't want people to have all of this vast omniscience, is what it's called. Omniscience means all knowing. Omniscience. It has the word science in it. Omniscience, to know all. Science is the study of something. To all study of. To know everything. Omniscience. It's an old doctrine in Christian Bible mumbo jumbo. They call it omniscience. Only God should have omniscience. And when you get these big companies and governments doing all this research, plugging AI into every little tiny baby crevice they can find, if you need a Bible teaching to tell you that that's wrong, go back and look at that story of God killing the people in Israel. The mean, angry, Old Testament, wrathful, crazy, doesn't make sense, just mad all the time, no reason for it, God, to not allow a census that maybe now all of a sudden makes sense. That's just a thought. See you tomorrow.